Welcome to Stork Science World, a research productivity podcast produced by Stork, bringing you the latest breakthroughs in science. I'm Jamie, and with me today is Alex. We're diving into a fascinating new study about how our bodies detect viral invaders.
That's right, Jamie. Today we're exploring a groundbreaking discovery about a protein called SAMD9 that acts as a critical sensor in our immune system. This research was just published in Nature Communications, and it's really changing how we understand our body's first line of defense against viruses.
So, Alex, let's break this down for our listeners. Scientists have discovered that this protein, SAMD9, can actually sense both DNA and RNA viruses in our cells, which is pretty unusual. Most sensors in our immune system are specialized to detect just one type.
Exactly, and that's what makes this so interesting. Our immune system has these pattern recognition receptors, or PRRs, that detect specific molecular patterns from pathogens. Until now, we thought most sensors were highly specialized, but SAMD9 seems to be much more versatile, recognizing both double-stranded DNA and double-stranded RNA from viruses.
I think what fascinates me most about this study is how they proved SAMD9 actually works. The research team from Washington University School of Medicine, led by Dr. Siwan Ding, showed that this protein directly binds to viral genetic material in the cytoplasm. That's the jelly-like substance inside our cells.
And once SAMD9 binds to that viral genetic material, it triggers a cascade of events that ultimately leads to the production of interferons and other inflammatory molecules. These are essentially the alarm signals that tell the rest of the immune system, hey, we've got an intruder.
What's really cool is that they didn't just study this in lab-grown cells. They also created mice that lacked the mouse version of SAMD9, called SAMD9L, and showed that these mice were much more susceptible to rotavirus and reovirus infections. They developed more severe symptoms and had higher viral loads in their tissues.
Right. And that's crucial because it shows this isn't just something happening in a petri dish. It has real implications for how mammals fight off infections. The researchers found that without SAMD9L, the mice had 10 to 10,000 times more virus in different organs, like the intestines, pancreas, and lungs.
And here's where it gets even more interesting. Viruses have actually evolved ways to counteract SAMD9. The study found that rotavirus produces a protein called NSP1 that specifically targets SAMD9 for degradation. It's like the virus has developed a specific tool to disarm this particular alarm system.
That's the classic evolutionary arms race between pathogens and hosts that we see throughout nature. What I found fascinating was that different rotavirus strains from different species showed varying abilities to target SAMD9. Human rotavirus was better at degrading human SAMD9, while mouse rotavirus preferentially targeted mouse SAMD9L.
It's almost like each virus has evolved to match the specific version of SAMD9 in its preferred host. And speaking of evolution, the researchers found that SAMD9 is highly conserved across vertebrate species, from humans all the way to zebrafish. That suggests it's been an important part of our immune system for hundreds of millions of years.
Absolutely. And they tested SAMD9 from different species, human, mouse, hamster, and even zebrafish, and found they could all activate the interferon response. That's pretty remarkable conservation of function across such evolutionary distance.
So, Alex, let's talk about the broader implications here. Understanding how SAMD9 works could potentially lead to new antiviral strategies, right? If we could somehow enhance SAMD9 activity or prevent viruses from degrading it, we might be able to boost our natural defenses against certain viral infections.
Definitely. And it's not just about fighting viruses. The researchers also found that SAMD9 might sense other danger signals, like mitochondrial DNA released during inflammation.
This suggests it could play roles in inflammatory diseases or even autoimmune conditions where the immune system inappropriately responds to self molecules.
That's such an important point. When our understanding of basic immune mechanisms improves, it often leads to unexpected therapeutic applications. I'm thinking about how discoveries about other pattern recognition receptors have led to new treatments for conditions ranging from cancer to autoimmune diseases.
Exactly. And I should mention something else that caught my attention. Mutations in human SAMD9 are associated with a serious condition called Mirage syndrome, which affects multiple body systems. This research might help us better understand that rare disease as well.
That's a great point. So to sum up this fascinating study, researchers have identified SAMD9 as a dual-purpose sensor that can detect both DNA and RNA viruses, triggering our interferon response to fight infection. It's evolutionarily ancient, conserved across vertebrates, and targeted by viruses that have evolved countermeasures against it.
And what's particularly elegant about this study is how comprehensively they approached it, from biochemistry showing direct binding to cell biology demonstrating the signaling pathway to animal studies confirming its importance in actual infections. It's really a beautiful piece of science that advances our understanding of the innate immune system.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode of Stork Science World. Thanks for joining us as we explored this groundbreaking research on SAMD9 and its role in our immune defenses. Remember, this podcast is brought to you by Stork, enhancing research productivity through innovative software solutions.
And if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Join us next time as we continue to explore the fascinating world of cutting-edge scientific discoveries. I'm Alex.
And I'm Jamie. Thanks for listening to Stork Science World.